The following program does not necessarily represent the views and opinions of Reality Radio 101, its advertisers and sponsors, or its listening audience. Listener discretion is advised. Good afternoon and welcome to The Barrington Show with your host Barrington right here on Reality Radio 101. Join our path to enlightenment with our guidance to living at your best with a path to a higher consciousness. To get on board right now, send us an email. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. And now, right to your host of The Barrington Show, Barrington.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to The Barrington Show. Thank you for tuning in. A beautiful Sunday, and life is going on. So let's get into the show. Thank you for joining the show. We raise you to a higher level of consciousness. We want you to wake up, find your purpose, get into the reality, live the life you're supposed to live. Wake up, everybody. Let's not spend our time taking instructions from other people that's not serving us. Let's live our lives the way it was intended, the way we signed up for it. We created it and what we want from it. It's not to serve others or to have others instruct you on how to live. We're not designed to live in the aquarium. We're supposed to be in the ocean where all that there is exists for you. Just wake up to that reality. Come into yourself. Learn spirituality. Step into it. Open your mind. Expose yourself to all that there is. And be kind to yourself and realize that you have come to the understanding as to the life that we're supposed to live. This is our intent. This is what our show is all about. Thank you for being a part of it. Thanks to all my old-time listeners for supporting from all around the world. I appreciate you being there. Thanks, everybody. For the new listeners, welcome. I hope you will hear something that you will enjoy. This is what we talk about. It's not for the purpose of entertainment. It's for the purpose of you to wake up, open your eyes, live a life that serves you best. Wake up, everybody. Welcome to the show. Thank you for being here. Welcome home. So today we're going to talk about a few things. We're going to get into it. One of the ones I want to say right off the jump is we're going to talk a little bit about the COVID, because it's what we're experiencing right now here in Southern Ontario. All of Ontario went under this lockdown a while ago, and we're told to stay home. This is what they want us to do. I spoke about it briefly last show, and we didn't get into it much, but the rule is, it was that we're supposed to be home, and if we're out, we could be ticketed for being out or questioned and always have identification on you to prove that you're in that area. They closed the parks, they've closed the school, and we're basically restricted in living by staying home. But those rules were changed. And I was just told earlier that it's because the police refused to do the dirty work of our premier, who wants us to stay home, and it's unhealthy. And also the doctors are saying, well, if you're home and you're locked up, you're going to get worse. So you need to get out there and exercise and play. Good for both of you, both teams. It's appreciating. And everybody who is living this life and we're locked up, we've lost our jobs. I'm an essential worker, and I needed to buy a pair of boots, and I can't get boots unless I order them from somewhere, because the stores are not permitted to sell these things. And I laughed. I'm an essential worker. that I could go to work, but I can't get boots to do that. So it's really bad. It sucks for everybody and it's life. But here's the thing. So the rules have changed again that we can be out, and the police are saying that they're not going to be ticketing us for being out, because being out is natural and being about. Okay, we still have to maintain the rule, the six feet apart, the distance. Everybody knows what the COVID is all about. And in the last couple of days, few days, Ontario's hit an all-time high numbers of infections. But it's life. We're dealing with it. But don't make it worse and don't make us miserable. We need to live regardless of what's going on. That's what I want to say about that. Now, I want to tell you about the farmer. They're two farmers, okay? So they lived across the street from each other. And one farmer was upset all the time because his land or produce wasn't doing so well. It needed a lot of work or something to help him, get up and do what he's supposed to do. So the other one across the street looked great. Everything was fantastic. Everything was great. The farmer was working it every day. And he was envious as to why his farm wasn't doing well, and the other guy across the street seems to be doing a lot better, like the grass looks greener over on the other side of the fence kind of thing. So he went to the farmer, who wasn't having much fun, went to the guru and asked, what's wrong? Why am I not producing as well as the other guy across the street? The guru says, I don't know. What I can do is I'll look into it. Here's what you need to do. I need you to go home and work the field and produce a lot of sweat. Put this sweat in the bucket and bring it back to me when the bucket is full. And I'll tell you exactly why you're not doing as well as the other guy is doing. So, of course, he goes out and gets all the necessary tools, and off to work he went. And he worked really hard to create this sweat. And he did. He collected it. And after 2 years, he was finally up to par. And he goes back to the guru and says, here's your bucket of sweat. Now, can you... Oh, by the way, I don't need your help anymore because my farm is doing fantastic. It's amazing. It just sprang up and it's working well. And the guru said, thank you. And they left. So the story, the point behind this, the moral of that story is, if you want something to do well for you, you have to put in the work. What this poor guy didn't understand is, when he was so busy trying to produce the sweat to get the answer as to why his farm wasn't doing well, he was doing all the work that was required for the farm to do well. That's the moral of the story. So how does this apply to all of us? When we hope to accomplish anything, it takes time. It takes work. It takes effort. And of course, you must have the desire and to go out and do it. And the physical health strength will help, depending on what you're doing. So whatever you're trying to accomplish, there isn't a shortcut that's going to get you there. It's the long road. And if somebody else's grass looks a lot greener than yours, okay, ask them what they did or watch what they're doing. You may get that answer. You have to put in the work that is required to get to that point that you want to get to. It's only natural. It's nature's way. The shortcut doesn't exist. We have to do our own work. So if you have to study and learn spirituality, it takes time, it takes effort. You have to apply something. You got to give something. You must put gasoline into that vehicle for it to run. It is only natural. So when you're planning to accomplish something, please be mindful that there is time, effort, maybe blood, sweat, and tears, but whatever it takes, assess that first before you start criticizing that you're not getting out the results that you want. Because there's a good chance you're the one who's applying the own brakes to what it is that you're trying to accomplish. So release that. Do the effort. Do the work and accomplish what you want. It is doable. It's being done. It's being done right now as we're talking about it. Have we got any emails there, Gary?
Yeah, actually we do. This is kind of early, but Scott wrote in right away and he said, when you say we signed up for life, what do you mean by that? That's from Scott. Thank you, Scott. Bonnie also has a question about something that you say. She says, what do you mean by welcome home? What does that mean? To earth, to heaven, to hell? What does that mean, welcome home? That's Bonnie. And let's see here. Troy states, thanks for touching on the COVID situation. I do live here in Toronto, and it's good to know that we can actually go out and do some walking and exercise. That's from Troy. And folks, if you're just tuning in, you are listening to The Barrington Show right here on Reality Radio 101. If you'd like to get on board and ask Barrington a question or you have a comment, our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. Back to you.
Thank you. Scott, you asked the question, what do I mean by sign up for life? I'm not sure what that was pertaining to, or was it something I mentioned, but sign up for life is, and I'm going to go with the idea that you're talking about being connected to spirituality. When you sign up something for life, it simply means what the words are saying is that you're doing it for the remainder of your life. So signed up for life means that you've committed to something that you will do for the rest of your life. That's the simple answer. If you are talking about spirituality, and I'm not really sure, then once you get into a journey, once you find your rhythm, once you find your connection, once you connect to your spiritual guide, you won't let that go. You're in for life because you'll appreciate what you're learning. You'll appreciate the new views, the new way, the new actions, the new everything that will change your life. If you are doing something now that you're not satisfied with and you walk into a spiritual existence or a spiritual world, yeah, you will be more satisfied by that with it because it's the proper guidance that we should be having, the one that was given to us, the one that you signed up for. This is what you will find once you get into the doors of spirituality. And I said all that, and I hope I'm answering your question properly, and I hope the explanation was satisfactory for you. Bonnie, and I've had this one a few times, welcome home. Well, if we've all come from the same place by the same method, and we're here together, then we've come to serve a purpose, a particular purpose here. This is what we're looking for. When I say come home, I'm saying welcome to spirituality. You have found it. This is it, your home. So make it work the way it should work for you. Get out, get from it what you need. This is what life is. Coming home is coming back to what you are supposed to be a part of, what you are a part of. Coming home means that you found what you're looking for. You're hearing it right now. You're hearing it on the TV or radio, however you're listening to this. You're hearing it. You're a part of this great wave. You're a part of this great system. You've just tuned into it to introduce you, to remind you of all the things that you're a part of. Welcome home. This is it. This is where you live. This is what you belong to. This is a part of what you need in life to understand being home. This is where you feel comfortable. This is where you feel happy. This is where you get all your answers. Welcome home. Not necessarily my show, but what introduced you to spirituality, what is introducing you to a new way, a new view, a new life. Welcome home. And I say this to everybody, and I say it all the time. Come back to your connection. Wake up. Wake up, everybody. Wake up. Come into yourself. Learn who you are. Learn the proper way to live. Be connected spiritually. It's your instinctive connection that is guiding, supposed to guide us through our journey. Welcome home. Troy, the COVID information, yeah, it's a bit harsh, and it is good that we're given a little bit more freedom. And, you know, they'd said originally it was going to be minimum 4 weeks. Now I hear that it's been extended to 6 weeks, and I don't know what that means or where we stand with it. But the information is out there. Go into your search it online and get all the information just so, you know, you're not breaking any rules without knowing. And I think the police have also stated, put up something somewhere on Instagram or something that tells you that you should know what your rights are. And just because somebody else is saying you could be arrested or ticketed or fined for being out there, that's not necessarily the truth. We have the right to be free. So I don't want to talk about COVID. It's sad. There's no happy ending here. And apparently there's no ending. We're not seeing, you know, it keeps getting worse. And our situation is at the worst it's been since it started with the lockdown and the curfew. Well, we don't have a curfew, but they've mentioned it, and all the stay away and the distance and all that stuff. We're sick of it. Everybody's tired. Everybody's frustrated. And what you're hearing now when the police takes this action is they're pushing back. They're pushing back because there's other parts of the world who are doing, having a great life, and they're not as locked down or restricted as we are here in Ontario, Canada. So people are pushing back. They're frustrated. The mental health has gone up to the roof. So I think they're just saying they've had enough. And to talk about, to answer your question there, Troy, it wasn't a question, it's a statement. The information that we need is out there. We should just learn our the rights. Everybody should go out and learn their rights. That's what we should be doing. So I've always said, and I will continue to say, that this too shall pass. It's just that it sucks while you're in the middle of it. But this too shall pass. Thank you for that. Okay. So I say a lot about spirituality, and I use that all the time. And every day we do a show, every week we do a show. Of course, that's what the topic is about raising you to a higher level of consciousness and connecting you to spirituality. So I was having a conversation this week with someone, and I was trying to, the person had explained to me, said to me how to explain what it means or what it's like. So we understand what spirituality is about. But what I want to equate this to, and I was told this as well, is that the spirituality is much like the current that's in your house. You can't see it, but you know it's there. You can see the effects of it. It applies itself or connects itself to the stove, and it turns the stove into heat, and it boils the water. So there's a process. Spirituality then is the same thing, that almost like the Wi-Fi, and it exists all around you, everywhere. And with the proper components, you connect yourself to it, and then you're exposed to everything that it delivers, the current or the Wi-Fi or whatever it is. So you have to get the proper component to make that spiritual connection. Now, what is that this component? It's you. It's the body. The mind, the heart, and the soul. Soul being that spiritual gateway, conduit, if you will. You are that. So to prepare the body, it would be the same as you would prepare your stove for the meal that you're going to make. To prepare or to connect to the spirit, to the Wi-Fi, you have to have that component. And what I'm talking about is to get you to connect or have the body ready for the connection. Prepare yourself to have this body ready to make that spiritual connection. In doing so, I say all the time, you got to eat proper food. You've got to rest. You've got to take good care of it, because it is going to be the vehicle that's going to take you on your journey for a long drive for the rest of your life. So you have to prepare it. It's your greatest asset, believe it or not. It is the greatest asset, because without it, you can't do all the things that you're doing right now. A lot of people can't. So prepare the body. That's the top shelf. That's the number one. And in doing that, eat the right foods. And you have to prepare the mind. And I say this on a lot of the shows that I do. If it's not true, don't say it. If it doesn't belong to you, don't take it. If it is wrong and you're doing it, stop it. Stop doing it. Now you're preparing the mind. That message gets delivered to the heart. The heart processes and see that you live in a right, humble, good, loving life. It sends the message to the soul, and then you're able to connect to the spirit, connect better, easier to your spirituality. The other component is going to be through meditation. And what that does in the early stages is what we've talked about. We talked about it last week. What it does in the early stages is it gets your mind ready to open for the exposure, removing that lid from the jar, which I've said a few times. Remove the lid and it gets you open. So your meditation is what will start you out into the connection of the spirituality. One of the methods, and there's many different methods. When you've been doing it for a very long time, then you don't have to do the traditional meditation, sit still, clear the mind, empty the thing, and you're, you know, keep mind free of thoughts. When you get there, you're now living in that zone. And you could connect to your spirituality. You could connect to that lifestyle instantaneously. But you have to do the work to get there. You won't wake up tomorrow. I don't think you'll wake up tomorrow morning and go, oh, hallelujah, I'm there. But if you do the work that is required, do your meditation, take good care of your body, you will know that this stepping towards this greatness, you're learning something, you're being reminded of something because you already know this. You knew this when you were a child. You knew this when you were a little baby. You were connected. You are your own creator. You created yourself. You were connected. Through our life that we've grown up, we've heard stories, we've told lies, we've done bad things, and we go in different directions and we get distorted. If it's not true, don't say it. If it doesn't belong to you, don't take it. If it's wrong and you're doing it, stop doing it. You're reversing and you're removing all the BS that exists in your life. And then you get on this path. That's your path of your journey, your spiritual journey. This is what we have to prepare ourselves to do. And when you walk into spirituality, when you find that door and you get in there and you're living in there now, you're connected all the time, no matter what you're doing, sleeping, working, driving, cooking, whatever you're doing, you're connected to that. In this mode or in this frame of life, all you will know is love for everything, for you, for the neighbors, for everything that exists, for life, for nature. All that exists in there is the love. Before that, this is what you had before, but somewhere between birth and becoming wherever you are today, we've learned other things. We were told other things. We're given guidance and instructions from others, which most often serves them as opposed to serving you. So you've given up on you. You sold yourself. Or was taken away. However, you could come back. Come back home. Come back to the source. Take that journey, take that step, do the work that is required. Come back to the source that exists. It is your guide. You signed up for this. You are your creator. So if we are the creator and we are the gods that exist, then therefore everything that we want is within our reach. But I must say this, as you get into the spirituality and you learn a lot more about it, you'll also learn there's a lot of things that you have that you don't really want or don't need. You will start to get rid of those things that you don't want and you don't need. And you'll find that you'll slow down. You're not running as fast. You become that monkey that's holding that fruit in the jar and you let it go because you refuse to give up your life for what you're holding on to. Welcome home. Come back into the source. Learn how to meditate. Live a spiritual life all the time. And there's only love that you will find there. You won't have the need to go out and be envious or greedy or take from anybody else. You will just learn how to live. And if everybody could get on that page of respecting and loving themselves, it'll be real easy to love the nation that you're a part of. Have we got anything else?
We do have some emails. Sheila writes in. She says, let's see here. What is a spirit exactly? That's Sheila, wants to know what a spirit is. Mark writes in. He says, hi, I'm a new listener from St. Catharines, Ontario, enjoying the show this afternoon. And that's from Mark, new listener. Mike says, I know that you talk about diet and exercise a lot, Barrington, but what about water? I read online so many different things about the quantity of water we're supposed to drink per day. Do you have any advice on that? And that's from Mike. And lastly, Patty writes in and she says, a friend of mine listens to your show. I just started listening to your show, and I wanted to know about your book. Is it still in print? If so, where can I buy it? Is it through your website or somewhere else? And that's from Patty. Back to you.
Okay. Patty, yes, I was about to do the book. It's called Awaken an Ascension Guide. It takes you to your, teaches you how to find your true purpose. It's a good book that will introduce people to spirituality and let them journey slowly into the new world, the new life, the new existence, the new self. That is you. It's available at Amazon.com. Amazon.ca, yes, it's still in print. Can you, if you were to go on the website, HEAMI, BarringtonAwaken.com, there's instructions there that could lead you into finding how to get it. But it's at Amazon. If you were to go to Amazon and type in Awaken Ascension Guide in the search, you will, it will pop up. Thank you very much for that. And thank you for joining the show. We appreciate you being there. And I always love hearing from new listeners. Okay, Michael's asking about water. Wow. Well, it's a part of everything. It's about 80% of who you are, the body, or 85. I hear different numbers in and around that. So yeah, water is very important, and you have to take a lot of it. If you have a stain or dirt or something somewhere, you use water to get rid of it. When you push all that water through your system, it's going to flush out a lot of what doesn't belong there. Can you do too much? Yes, I was told that too much water was probably bad for the kidney, but if you're doing less than 4 liters a day, you'll be okay. You don't start tomorrow morning by drinking 4 liters a day because you'll be up all night going to the bathroom. After a while, it settles down. Your body get accustomed to it. But for everyone, yes, water is very, very, very important. And I usually talk about it. I didn't mention it today because I forgot, I guess. But yeah, you want to drink a lot of water, pure water. And if you want to do this detox as you do, squirt a bit of lemon in it. It's a natural detox that will get rid of stuff that's in your body. But the water alone is enough. If you're going to be consistent with it, if you're going to do it on a regular and make it a part of your everyday existence, have a lot of water. You know, slow down your coffee, slow down your soda, definitely slow down the alcohol. But if you have enough water in your system, it will flush out. That's what it's designed to do. We're 80% or something like that water anyway. So you're just adding more to it, and it's going to clean, dilute, and it will flush. So yeah, water is very important. Thanks for that, Mike. And sorry, I didn't mention it when I was talking about taking care of the body, because that's a very, very critical part of taking care of the body. You have to give it a lot of water and a lot of rest. And pure water is always best. I see a lot of flavored water. I'm sure it's good because there's a lot of water going through you. But if you have issues and, you know, I want to say this, your urine, if you look at it, it's not supposed to be a high, bright yellow. It's supposed to be very faint. And you could see that. And that tells you that the body has enough water in it. And there's a lot of methods you could use to see if you're dehydrated. And if you are, you're probably going to feel some pain and the body's seized up, kind of like driving a car with, you know, without lubrication. That's what's happening. The water goes in, it does a lot for you. Everyone should be on top of that and do a lot of it. Okay. Mark, thank you for joining the show. You appreciate it. That's good. I like it. I like you being there. We appreciate everything. And I hope you find something here that will stimulate something that's going to change the life that you're going to live from here on in. So join it, stay with it, and get as much from it as you can. There's a lot of information, I mentioned it earlier, that's available at HEAMI, BarringtonAwaken.com. And there's a book, Awaken an Ascension Guide, aligns you to your true purpose. It's available to you at Amazon.com as well as Amazon.ca. Sheila, and what is a spirit? Wow, that's a... Well, if you can understand that you're not the body, what exists inside of the body is the real you, and it is from a spiritual place. What is the spirit we have? If I were to trace my background and go back to how I was raised, I have a totally different answer for you. But the spirit is the guiding force of the life that is within us. the life that's in us, in the body, is our spirit. And it guides us, and it comes from another world that exists parallel with this world. This is a physical, and then there's a spiritual. The spiritual are the guides that take us. We, in a conversation I was having earlier this week, also stated that we made ourselves to come here. So we created ourselves to come here. But in this spiritual world, and to give you a fine definition of the spirit, it is not a physical thing. It is not a physical thing. And it exists, and some has called it the God that lives. You know, but whatever it is that makes you move and make you mobile and all these things is considered, or soul, if you want to call it that, the existence of the soul in the body. But there is a spiritual world and there's a physical world. You're emailing us from the physical world because this is where you live. The spiritual world is the guide, the instructors, the teachers, the everything. They are the ones that govern all that we do, should be doing. And there are guides. Some people call them angels. I've heard it been said it's the God. However you want to label it, it is a source that is connected to us. It's our connectivity. It's the part that let us know that without the body, this entity you call spirit will live on. It doesn't go anywhere. It doesn't leave this planet. There is no up or down for it. I don't want to go into that one too deep, but it exists here. All that there is, like the great wave, you're a part of it. But the spiritual world is running parallel with the physical world, and you're getting the instinctive information from that spiritual world if you're connected to the spiritual world. If you want to put it this way, that if you're playing the game Marco Polo and you're hearing the voice, you can equate that voice to be that spiritual guidance. It's telling you, go left, go right. Hot, cold, all those instructions. When you tap into this and you're well connected and you know it really well, all of a sudden it's like removing that blindfold, and then you can see clearly, hear accurately, and live correct. This is what that does. So the spirit is the part of us that's our guide, and we need to connect to it. I really hope I explained that to you, explained it properly for you. And if you do need more information, you can always visit the website, and we can answer that question for you a little bit more in depth. But I hope you got enough from that. So we're talking about, and I was going to go into the whole taking care of the body stuff, and I was going to mention the water. So, of course, we had an email about the water, so I just jumped ahead and went into that. To learn proper how to take care of yourself. And of course, the food is the most important part. One of the most important part. It's actually the medicine that is designed to let the body perform at its maximum, its full potential. That's what the food is all about. So if you eat the right food, your body will be doing the right things. If you're throwing rocks in your belly or nails or screwdrivers or whatever the case you're putting in that, you're going to have that issue later on. And a lot of it comes from the chemicals that we eat. Believe it or not, a lot of it comes from the flesh that we eat. So if you want to find the food that's going to make you perform the best of your ability as a body, then you want to look into proper diet and a proper method to take care of the body. And it will serve you as it should. It should serve you and serve you well. And the exercise, and everybody says it's important to exercise. I totally agree. It is very important. But the exercising is only 26% of the body's well-being. The other 69% is 27%. My math is off. But the 69% is to do with the food that you eat. That's the boss. It's the food that you eat. So if I were to make a list of the from top priority to the bottom, I don't know that exercise is going to be in the first five of them. I'm not saying don't do that, because you actually need to have physical movement about the body. But if you feed it the right food, if you rest it properly, if you keep it hydrated, then, you know, and also exercise. You see how that didn't fall at the very top? The food is the boss. And make sure what you're putting in is going to be beneficial. Beneficial. So yeah, you want to stay on the food thing. And be conscious. If you're not, you know, one of the first things I hear from people when I say a vegetarian, their next word is, so what do you eat? oh, there's a lot of food out there that you can eat being a vegetarian. And don't try to start that tomorrow morning because it's going to be too hard. And you're going to shock the body and you're going to resort back to the bad habits or the other habits that you used to have. But what you can do is to remove it slowly. Take some time. Take a year and a half. You've got the rest of your life. Remove it slowly. Ex-nay on this one. Or another method I've mentioned in the past is if you were to look at the odd days on the calendar, say I'll eat meat on those days. And then on the even days, I won't eat meat. Then the next year, you could probably double it up. So it's every 2 days or every 4 days. And before you'll see the results. You'll see the results in clarity. You'll see the results in, you'll feel lighter. You know, you're eating the right food. And the food is the medicine for the body. The proper food is the medicine for the body. So you have to give the body what it wants for it to perform the way it should. And another critical thing, please don't hate it. Because if you're hating that, if you're hating the way you look, or you're hating yourself, it's like telling a kid that he's stupid. It's gonna react that way and be mad at you and do its own thing. So you have to love it. You have to love it. You must love it. And in doing that, you're bringing it all together. Proper rest, proper food. Love who you are. Love the qualities. Love what you've become. Learn to get rid of the things that you're not. And that's what I was going to talk about. You won't know all these things until you know who you are. And for a lot of us, we have no idea who we are because we're so busy sleeping. Wake up. Know thyself. Once you know who you are, instantaneously, you're going to know who you're not. And you'll stop doing it or stop acting it or stop saying it or just stop that. So you want to know who you are. Learn or figure out or do the work to find out who you are. Wake up. Get into meditation. Learn everything about you. See where you're strong. Learn that you're limitless. So once you know who you are, you'll right away know who you're not. And also what you don't want or what you don't enjoy. And live the way you're supposed to live. Connected into the source, the one that guides you. Have we got anything else?
Yes, we have a few emails. Folks, if you're just tuning in, you are listening to The Barrington Show. With your host, Barrington, you can send us an email right now. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. If you have any questions or comments, Barrington will be absolutely happy to address those. And Agnes wrote in, and she just says, I am a new listener from New York City, enjoying the show as well. And that's from Agnes. Thank you, Agnes. And the only other, let's see, email here is from Donnie. Donnie says, where can I find your past shows if they are online anywhere? Just curious, as I missed a lot of them. And that is from Donnie. And back to you.
Okay, so every week we do the show, we make a recording of it, and we post it on the website. HEAMI, BarringtonAwaken.com. I think majority of the shows that we've done is posted there, and lately we've been labeling them. I just haven't had the chance to go through and find the ones that weren't labeled, but eventually they will be there. They are there. They all will be labeled. Donnie, the information that you're looking for, it's on the website, HEAMI, BarringtonAwaken.com, and all the shows are there. Download, check them out, do whatever you want, record them, listen to them in the car, take them with you. Sometimes just a positive little pickup during the day is what we need to hold our head up and just to be, don't let yourself fall into the pity pool. So if you're down, we speak a lot about spirituality and generally try to get you up and upbeat and think positive. And if this is going to help, by all means, knock yourself out. That's what I want you to do. I want you to tap into your spirituality. I want you to wake up. I want you to wake up. So the information is there. I hope I hope you can find something satisfying for you there. Wake up. is the talk, is what we say. We want you to wake up. We don't want you to live the rest of your life following instructions that were laid out for you by someone else. When I say wake up, you have to know that your spirituality, your guides, the spirits, the angel, whatever you want to call them, is knocking at your door, telling you to go this direction, come this way, do all this, do all that. And all you have to do is prepare yourself. I've talked about how to prepare the mind by being honest, pure, and true. I taught you how, I'm telling you how to prepare the body. And then I'm telling you how to get into the spirituality, how to open the doors. Just keep it on your mind. Keep yourself pure. Do not harbor anger. Do not harbor hate or the vindictiveness or the malice or the definitely one of the biggest ones is the greed. Because it's going to take you off your path. And I'm sure there's a lot of people probably hearing this and understand that they're comfortable on the path that they're on and they're doing a whole bunch of things that is not correct. The question is, the thing I would throw at them is to say, how do you know it can't be any better or will be better? How do you know, you reduce your stress? Try it out. Open the door. Look at something new. Challenge yourself. Be prepared to do the work that is required to get you to the journey that you want or get you to the place or the things. We're all running in a race. We're trying to get somewhere. We're trying to get rich and famous. And what if that's not your purpose? What's the race? What is the purpose of the race? Find out. Find who you are. And you find that you're probably going in the wrong direction. It's the wrong direction we're going in, some of us. When I was raised up with religion and being told and given rules and instructions and all this, as I became an adult, I realized that the concept of the religion was to act as a conduit that's going to guide us to the place where we want to go. The concept of the religion was to act like a conduit that was going to get us to where we need to go, was going to get us to go home and introduce us to the spiritual world. But I think somewhere along the line, somebody figured out that, you know, if we keep them here, we could, you know, probably make a lot of money. I don't know. I made that up. But they're blocked the path by not letting you out and telling you if you go out there, you'll be afraid. And you're going to end up in that H-E double hockey stick place. So you stay there. You stay there and you stay there for a very long time. Now, because you've been there for so long, it has become your truth. Because you've convinced yourself that you found someplace called home. Because you've been there for a long time. Not because it's home. Because you've been doing it for so long. You feel now it's the norm. But is it? What if you did open the door and look out and see something else? What if you were willing to make that step? We all train our minds to accept our lives as whatever, good or bad. You can also train it or have your spiritual guides take you into a path where the cleansing or the rejuvenation process begins and you wake up. And that's the whole idea, is for you to wake up. Open your eyes. See what else is out there. So like I said, at some point I was told to live this way, to live that way, to follow these rules, to do this, to do that. And as we got older and I got more into my own life and spirituality, I finally realized that those were instructions that were given to me from other people. And I don't know that they had my best interests at heart. For all of us, that conduit was to guide you. The pipe, the tunnel, whatever you want to call it, was to guide you to a port that will introduce you to what is required, which is your connection to your spirituality. We had it. It was, I don't know if it was taken away or we gave it away, but we were told something else. We started believing it. What if it's not true? What if it's not true? Do you want to get a source? And this is the only place that I know of that you could tap into something to get the answers for yourself. And not have somebody tell you or give you the answers in a blanket statement. Your instructions are for you. And I'm convinced it's coming from your higher self, your spiritual guide. The instructions is very specific for you. So if they're throwing it out there saying, this is how we should be doing it, they're probably making that up. We have our own identity and we're all different, which means that the instructions that's being given to us has to be different. And we respect that. So find that instruction. Find out where to get the instructions from. Find out where to get the source from. And you're able to do that. You're able to do it, slow it down, learn the meditation, take good care of yourself, eat the proper foods. And a lot of the illnesses that we, you, somebody out there may have, you can find the food that's going to fix it. It exists. You can find the food that's going to fix it. What I say to my spiritual guides all the time, you made me, man, fix me. Something's broken. It's not right. Take care of it. And so said, so done. So another part of what you need to realize is that you also have that power within you to fix whatever is not working properly. And that begins with you just believing. Just all you got to do is believe it's going to happen. It will. Put your mind towards it. Believe it's going to happen. Take good care of your body. Take good care of the rest. Get good rest. Live the life that you're supposed to live. Nobody sends out a memo to the animals out there. But yet they send it to us. Or we get one. And we read the instructions. And we try our best to follow it. But there's already instructions laid out by you at some other level of your spirituality that is trying to guide you to the purpose that you serve while you're here. Wake up. Just wake up. Open your eyes and realize if you're hearing me, you're on a path, you're on a journey, you're taking the necessary steps, you are interested in finding another way. And I don't know of another group or another anything out there that could prove what they're saying. That's something I wrote in the book. If you do have the book, you should check it out. We're able, with talking to you or speaking to you about spirituality, we're able to prove or back up what we're saying. Let the other groups, this is not a group, this is your life, this is everything. Let a group out there prove to you what they're saying. If you don't believe it, it's not real. But they're not able to prove it. Every once in a while you hear they change some things. They found some scriptures. They found this. And, you know, it's changing. Life is changing. We've evolved. And the information that was prevalent or the information that was amazing for us maybe 100 years is not really going to work for us today. But yet you hold on to it. This will offer you proof for you, the individual. Everybody can prove this to themselves. Just do the work. Be willing to do the work. Step up. Make yourself valuable to you. Open your eyes. Wake up. Wake up, everybody. You're listening to Barrington on the Barrington Radio Show. Sorry, today I'm in that mood, and I'm just telling you, we want you to wake up. There's a book that's available to you, Awaken an Ascension Guide, aligns you to your true purpose in life. It kind of guides you. It will guide you to a path that you could take and run with it and find your own answers. This book is available to you at Amazon.com as well as Amazon.ca. We're currently working on others. But it takes some time. And of course, I am willing to do the work right now, but there's so much going on. And another note, we also have a website, HEAMI. What that means is I am you, you are me. We're all the same. We're all connected. There's only one source. There's only one person, one earth, one universe. We're all together. We're all brothers. We're all separate, like the snowflakes with our individuality, but we're all the same because we're part of the human race. We're one. There's no bigger, there's no smaller. Not in the physical sense. I'm saying that we're the same. We're all the same. No greater, I should have said, or no lesser. We're all the same. And we serve a purpose. What we talk about here is to have you find yours. H-E-A-M-I, BarringtonAwaken.com. That's the website. Information is there. There's old shows that we've done are there. You could go in and find what you want. And if this is something that you're interested in, don't take my word for it, folks. Open up anything to do with spirituality. Just look at anything that teaches spirituality. Practice your yoga. That's amazing, actually. It's a physical meditation that lines the body the way it's supposed to do. So if you're interested in all this physical exercise, get into a yoga program, a yoga class, Tai Chi, Qigong, any one of these things that's going to make you stimulate those nerves that's within you, that's going to connect you more so to the spiritual world, to your soul. Then that's what you want to do. Yoga is amazing for that. I have experienced that myself, and many times I'm in my yoga class doing some yoga pose that I find very painful, and then I get a message, so I laugh. I get a message from the spiritual guides, so I laugh. So the bittersweet, but try yoga. It's not painful, it's just me. That was my experience. Have we got anything else there, Gary?
We have one email that came in from Junior, and his title is Guides, and he says, "Hey, Barry. Well said. I also believe we created ourselves. Is it fair to say we are our own guides?" And that is from Junior. Thank you, Junior.
Well, thank you very much for that. And I appreciate your time that you've taken to send in this emails. So you say guides, and are we? You stated that you feel that we are our own guides, and we've connected. Our guides are part of us, and we are our own guides. The guides are responsible for us. Absolutely. I agree with you 100% that we are our own guides. We just have to get to that higher level to appreciate get the guidance from ourselves. We are the gods that exist. I know you know that. We are the God that exists. We created ourselves. And yes, in your email, you clearly stated that we created ourselves. We are our own creator. Nobody's denying that. If we are our own creator, that would make us the gods that exist. We said that earlier. So if you created you, and you know, the reason why a lot of us would say, why would I do this? Why would I do that? Well, we've been put through the ringer by society or other elements in our lives that's making us sway away from the path that we created for ourselves. And this is why I emphasize so much all the time to find out who you are, know thyself, and then you'll realize you might not be doing what you're supposed to be doing. But going back to what Jay Jr. said, well, yes, we are our own guides, and I do believe that we created ourselves. We are our own creator. Now, this is deep, and if spirituality is something that you're stumbling into for the first time, you may be saying, what the, you know, but this is stuff that you're going to journey towards. All the answers exist. Every question out there has an answer, or there wouldn't have been a question. So there is an answer to every single question. So when you say you don't know, I say you can find out. Where you don't say, I don't believe, I will say you can prove it to yourself. You just have to do the work. Be willing to step up, step into that reality, learn. And thank you again, Junior, for that information. And the guides are, we are the guides. And we're always a part of everything. And the guides are always with you. So yes, we're all one. Every single existing entity on this planet is connected to one source, all that there is, the absolute, if you want to call it that. Some people say God, some people say Messiah, Jehovah, whatever you want to call it, however you label it. I would say you, and this is a lot of information that's probably not the easiest to hear at this point because you've spent so much time hearing something else. But this is something that can be proven. This is something that can be proven. I tell people a lot about the place called the Akashic Library, the Akasha Library, where all your records are kept. And you could go there and find them And you could read about this stuff. Now, it's going to take some time and it's going to take a lot of meditation. It's going to take, depending on who you are and how fast you're traveling down. But people who's been into spirituality for a very long time and they understand it and how it works, they know of this existing, of the records that you've kept. Other people have done what they call past life regression. And you could go back and visit some of your past lives. Or go back and visit yourself when you're a child and see what you were thinking about at that point. You could go back and see the life you had yesteryear, yesterlife, or the, you know what I mean? And you might not be a male person. You might not be, you know, a big person, a tall person, a short person, but you'll identify yourself as a person. We're living a spiritual life in a body, in another existence, in probably, if you know what multi-existence is, but we're not going to go through that. We're going to talk about the past lives because we've tapped onto this past life. You've had them. You've had many of them. And you'll have many more of them, depending on when you finish your so-called tour of duty on this planet Earth, because you've come here for a reason. And I said one of the shows may be to get the human experience, what it's like to feel, to have the emotions, to I don't know, live in Canada and ski down a big hill, whatever the reason. You created yourself to come here. You are your creator. That was a part of our conversation earlier this week that we're having, Junior. And thank you again. And I really appreciate that. To everyone else, what we talk about in spirituality, folks, you may hear stuff. And this is very deep, very, very deep. And a lot of people aren't willing to step up and go, oh, yeah, I see what you're saying. I got you. But it's a journey. It is a journey. Try to remember when you're in grade five and you're learning calculus or algebra, how difficult it was. But as you journey through life, you realize if you continue to do it, it becomes very simple and easy. And all the things that you know are easy. Everything you know is easy. It's learning it that is challenging. It's learning it that is challenging. So you have to do the work. Get through the channels, go up the hill, down the valley, around the corner until you get to where you want to go. If you're hearing me, you're searching. If you're searching, you know there's more. There is more. There's a spiritual life out there. And I do have people that's going to call me all the time and tell me that I am way off with saying that God is we're the gods. I get that all the time. I would always say, well, just tell me that I'm not and prove it. We can do everything. We are limitless. We are our own guides, and we need to connect to a higher level of ourselves. All that exists, just a connection of a higher level of yourself, will clarify everything and give you all the answers, repair all the broken, anything you may have. Connection to your spiritual guide. And it's a body, and you get to get there. Prep yourself for it. And, you know, don't do the bad things because it's not serving you. A lot of people don't seem to understand that when you take something from somebody, you are reducing yourself. The more you take, the less you have. Your cup is designed to hold 4 liters. And the more of somebody's crap you take and stick in there, you're spilling out some of you and you're going further down. The more you take, the less you'll have. And that's a spiritual thing. So take what's yours, if it is yours, and deal with what's yours, if it is yours. Learn that the path that you're on might not be serving you and see the end result. See where it's going. Are you growing with it? Or are you getting teachings from 200 years ago, 300, 6,000 years ago? How did it serve the parents before you or that parents or that parents other than a promise? And you must know, I hope you know, that promises are only comforting to foolish people. That's why I can't promise you nothing. But what I can tell you is you can open the door and experience your own journey with proof. Let anybody else tell you they have proof. I'd be really excited to see or hear it. Tap into yourself. Learn to appreciate who you are. Love thyself unconditionally. Post that on your mirror. I love me unconditionally. And accept who you are and grow. Grow within. The bigger you become, the more exposed you are, the higher you get, the more connecting you will be to the higher self. That's our intent. Wake up. Wake up. Thank you for being a part of the Barrington Show. I didn't realize our time is coming to an end. I want to go through. We've talked about many things today. For the people anywhere in the world who's going through COVID. I'm sorry for that. I didn't cause it, but this too shall pass and we will go to a normal life someday, a different one, because the world has changed, if you haven't realized, and it is changing. Until we talk again, until you hear from me again, really appreciate you being there. Be safe, be kind to each other, respect yourself, love the elderly, because they're you waiting to happen. Until next week, have a good day. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to The Barrington Show with your host, Barrington, right here on Reality Radio 101.